Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
You know how sometimes you get home and you think to yourself, I'm going to sit down for 2 minutes. That's all I'm going to sit down for. Next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock in the evening, right? Well, yesterday I got home and I had gone to the grocery store and I had some stuff for the freezer. So I was like, I put my freezer and I'm like, oh my God, it's a colossal mess in there. You know, sometimes you're just like throwing stuff in for weeks on end and, you know, you have no idea what's going on in the back of your freezer. It could be a mastodon back there for all you know. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to rearrange my freezer. Dude, I'm not kidding. 5:30 in the afternoon, I walked in my front door at roughly noon. At 5:30 in the afternoon, I finally looked up and went, okay, I'm going to sit down now. I don't know what happened yesterday, but I don't like it one little bit. I moved all over that house and was like cleaning stuff out and rearranging stuff. I cleaned out the junk drawer. How frightening is that?
Wow.
I know.
That meth is a horrible thing, isn't
right?
it?
Right? Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently. But yeah, I was like, holy guacamole, are you kidding me? What is going on here? I took everything out from underneath my stove because, you know, I've got like a cooktop and underneath is where all my pots and pans are. Took everything out from there, cleaned the shelves, put new contact paper down. I have no earthly idea.
Dang, girl, that's hardcore, man.
I know. And let me tell you, I've had that contact paper. I'm not kidding. I can't remember when I bought it. I'm thinking it was over 10 years ago. You know?
Were you that long overdue?
I guess.
Did you not do any spring cleaning?
I guess. I don't know what was going on.
Wow.
I know. Just, I mean, unreal. I don't like this one little bit. I don't like the way this...
No, please try not to make that a habit, man.
I know.
People will start expecting that of you.
I know. Darren got home, and he was like, wow, everything looks so cool.
Yeah, see, that's why I purposely underachieve. Because I don't want any of that. I don't want people to expect things from me.
I know. You know how sometimes you've got, like, you know, tons of stuff on top of your dryer?
Yeah.
You know, like clothes that you're like, I'm not putting those away. I'll put those away another time.
Sure.
Next thing you know, it's up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Put them all away.
Dang.
I even ironed tablecloths. I know. I have no idea where that came from.
Here, let me check the back of, let me check your forehead with the back of my hand. I want to make sure that there's not something wrong with you.
I know.
Because it sounds like you're terribly sick.
It's crazy. I even made dinner.
Or has an alien entered your body or
I'm
something?
I'm thinking it's an alien.
Wow,
dude. I'm thinking it's an alien.
Dang, man.
I know. I even made dinner. And not just like slap something together.
Yeah.
Like dinner.
Wow.
I know.
You sleep that long? Did you have that much energy?
I didn't sleep.
Oh, there you go. That's what
it is. I didn't
sleep.
Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know, I have not felt this rested in a while because of the time change.
Oh, yeah.
It takes you a few days to get used to it.
To get used to it.
Before, you know, it's back to norm. But for the first few days when we fall back.
Yeah.
Especially when we fall back.
When you gain that hour, yeah.
Yeah, it takes me a couple of days. I mean, I woke up really well rested and have for the last two mornings.
Hmm.
And usually that's not the case.
No, yeah.
You know, because Saturday is all good, but then Sunday I get thrown out of whack again.
Right.
So
because you
got
to go to bed early again.
Tuesday,
yeah.
I'm usually trying to get my you know, feet back under me.
Yep.
But the last 2 days I've woken up and I've been like, sup? So maybe that's it.
I guess. I don't know, but this whole Cinderella thing, I'm not digging it.
Man.
I'm not digging it, you know?
Dang, man. Well, maybe you can give me a lift home and stay a while. What do you think, huh?
No.
We might as well take advantage of
this. No way.
Okay, I might as well take advantage of this. Kiss FM. All right, where do parties be at today?
Okay, you share your birthday with this one 20-year-old. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. Her real name is Ella Marisha Lanny Yellick O'Connor.
Shut up.
She's known for the song Royals and for being a Taylor Swift squad member.
That would make her Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. What's her name again?
Ella Marisha Lanny Yellick O'Connor.
Shut up.
I would change my name too. How would you even put that on a credit card? I mean, my God.
I'm surprised it even fit on the birth certificate.
I know. Can you imagine your driver's license with all that?
Hey, so how did she come up with Lord?
I have no idea. I'm trying to find that out. But yeah. Can you imagine?
No, I can't
this
imagine.
This is crazy, dude.
I mean, you know, someone who on their birth certificate it says Bifas Porfirio still cannot comprehend so many names. Yeah, you know, El Paso's Khalid recently toured with Lorde.
Oh, and that's right.
He also helped her out on a remix of one of her latest songs called Homemade Dynamite. Here's how the two sound together.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
And they sound good
so
together,
good.
Don't they?
Okay, she chose her stage name because she was fascinated with royals and aristocracy, but she felt the name Lord, L-O-R-D, was too masculine, so she added the E to make it more feminine.
How about that?
There you go.
How about that?
You know, I'm all about the education, man.
I just love it when I learn something. Kiss FM. Day, this photo went viral of a woman, and she's on a bicycle. And apparently, you know, she was bicycling along when Donald Trump, President Trump's motorcade, passed her by. Mm-hmm. And as it's going by, the woman flips it off. And it just so happened that one of the White House photographers was behind her at the time and took a photo. And the photo went viral, people calling her a shero. Her employer didn't think as much, and the next day she ended up getting fired.
Yep.
Because she used that as her profile pic.
Aww.
And I know. And her employer was, you know, we're a government agency, and we need the government's business. You violated the policy of our social media, and so you're out.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a drag.
Yeah. But she says she would do it all over again.
Good for her.
880-9393.
Stand by the courage of your convictions.
And also, let's read off the wall, because we were asking this morning about the last time you flipped somebody off and why.
Okay, Beatrice said she flipped off her husband because he said, I love you.
What?
I don't know. Okay,
it
Isabel.
It must have been the tone that
must
he
have
used.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Isabel says she flipped off her husband because he was eating all the Halloween candy.
Oh, absolutely. That deserved more than a flip off.
Right? Jen said she flipped off her 14-year-old son because they were in the laundry room and he was complaining about how she washed the clothes. And he turned to walk out and she told him to turn back around. She flipped him a bird. Vanessa says her husband because he pointed out the pimple she had on her forehead.
Oh, wow.
So she pointed back with her middle finger.
That's amore.
Right? And Jetta says, I work with my sister, so occasionally when I walk by her, I'll flip her off. If she's not looking at me, then I'll have the person that's sitting next to her get her attention. Then I'll give her a finger with that evil smirk. And she says, I'm pretty sure she's no longer too thrilled about me helping her get this job.
I love it. You people, you all need Jeebus.
Right?
Every darn one of you. Kiss FM. We wonder now, who was the last person that you flipped off and why? Let's read off the wall.
Margie says, my husband. She said, I was driving down I-10 East and a semi was tailing me, and then it honked its horn at me. I gave the driver the bird. Turns out it was my husband on his way home, and he knew I was the driver in front of him. Nice way of messing with me.
You know, something similar happened to me a couple of years ago. My neighbor down the street, when she was still my neighbor down the street before she moved away, she was an older lady. And when I was going home, there was this car in front of me who was taking its sweet time to make a turn. Like it was turning some kind of an 18-wheeler or something. And I was like all animated. And then... She kept going in the same direction I was.
That should have been your first clue. God.
And then pulled into my neighbor's driveway because it was my older neighbor.
Nice.
Oh, my
nice.
Gosh. I know.
You flipped off an old lady.
I didn't exactly flip her off, but I was very animated in my displeasure. She never asked me about that. I wonder if she even saw me. You know, because, you know, older ladies, they're a little short. She may not have been able to see me through her rear view.
Yeah, you try to sleep easy thinking that way, mister. Go ahead.
I did slink my way into the house. I tried to make myself really small.
Right. You do that thing where you're suddenly looking at your phone.
Yes. Yeah. Kiss FM. Forget about the price tag. So I'm looking over some of the replies on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page because we asked about the last person you flipped off and why. And Tracy writes, I have a feeling the majority of these will be driving stories. You ain't kidding, Tracy. You ain't kidding.
It's true.
I'm scrolling, and just about every one of them is somebody flipping off a driver for some misdeed or another, or some perceived misdeed another. However, Robbie has an exception. Robbie writes that the last person that Robbie flipped off, Robbie's a girl, coworker, after she snickered when my boss gave me a project I really didn't want.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that coworker was just rubbing it in.
Not cool, dude. Not cool. Wow. You know, I had something not cool happen to me yesterday, and I flipped somebody off.
Yeah?
Yes.
Who and why?
Dude. You could not write this if you tried. I'm outside of my front yard. I'm watering, you know, my front yard. I mean, I'm standing out there in the middle of my yard. I am not hidden. It's not like I'm, you know, I'm dressed in camouflage. I'm out there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm watering.
And you're out there.
Then I'm out there.
When you're out there, you're out there.
I'm out there, you know? Put somebody's eye out. And so I see this lady driving up the street and about, a house away. We make eye contact.
Uh-huh.
She's doing like 25 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, how sweet. You know, she's very respectfully going down my street.
Right, right.
I really appreciate that.
Because I know in the past you've talked about having problems with people speeding down your street.
Yeah, it's a straightaway, and people use it to get between one major thoroughfare to another. And so people do tend to haul butt down that street.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, God, how nice, you know? And she's got her, I can see that she's got her driver's side window down. She's enjoying the day. And she rolls down, mind you, she's doing 25 miles an hour. She rolls down her passenger side window and throws a bag of Whataburger out onto the street.
Right in front of you.
In front of my house. I'm standing right there.
You've already locked eyes.
She knows I'm there.
And she continues to look at you.
And she's looking straight at me.
Wow.
I almost had a stroke. I got so mad.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. And it happened exactly like that. And there it is, this bag of spent Whataburger on the street. Yeah, my neighbors found out just exactly how colorful my language can get. And I'm like running down the street like a lunatic at her, flipping her off with both hands. Man, oh man, I was hacked.
Wow, dude.
I was hacked off. I thought, wow.
Did she know who you were?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm thinking, it's come to this.
You think she heard you last week when you called President Trump stupid?
It's possible. And you know what? I hope she's listening now because he is stupid. Stupid. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so both hands, man.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.